Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jamie Foxx's birthday didn't go as planned. A little more details on what happened. Not much we can share on the radio, but it had to do with a laser pointer, his family. And ultimately what happened was there was a glass thrown and he had to get like stitches in his face.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. All happening when he had 50 people to a nice Beverly Hills restaurant. All went wrong.
Yeah, that is might be the worst birthday party or worst way to celebrate at least.
I think I could compete with it. My eighth birthday party, I should say.
Okay.
When I was 8 years old, the magician that my parents hired for a lot of money walked out.
Why?
He had a literal meltdown because he thought all the kids had been disrespectful and not appreciating his jokes.
Well, they're 8 years old. They probably were being disrespectful.
I'm not kidding. There was like 30 kids. It was the biggest birthday party I've ever had and a magician there. And they were all talking and putting their hands up like 8 year olds do. And that's right. What his profession was. He literally grabbed his stuff and walked out screaming. He had a literal meltdown.
Your magician was a diva.
Yeah, and some of the kids at my birthday party started crying.
It sounds like a great day.
I started laughing. I thought it was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Happy birthday, guy. Your magician walked out.
My parents were so mad. They didn't let him off the hook either. They were calling up the company later.
Oh, I'm sure. He walked out.
I was telling my dad, leave it alone. This was great.
What kind of audience was he expecting from a bunch of 8-year-olds?
And that's his profession. He does it all the time. Were my friends just that disrespectful? You know when you only remember something in like sort of images here and there?
Right.
That's what I picture, but I just remember him literally picking up his stuff, yelling and walking out. And I remember the look on my mum's face. Oh, you don't do that at my son's, you know, 8th birthday party.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we want to hear what went wrong at your birthday party. Can you top Jamie Foxx or guy's 8th birthday?
888-431-3764. We want to hear from you this morning. Text or give us a call. We're talking about birthdays gone wrong after Jamie Foxx was eating in a nice restaurant for his birthday with friends in Beverly Hills and ended up with stitches in his face.
A little fight broke out there. We have the full story. Not anything we can really talk about on radio of what went down, but not how he expected to spend his birthday.
Absolutely not. The 760 here says, my second birthday party, during the cutting of the cake, my sister stabbed me in the eye with a fork.
Oh my gosh.
Got it all on video. Superficial damage, luckily, and not intentional, but still.
Wow, yeah, that's pretty aggressive. My sister stabbed me in the eye. Okay, Denise and San Dimas, can you beat that? What was your worst birthday?
It wasn't mine. It was my brother's. It was his 13th birthday. My mom was making his favorite dish, which was manicotti. He went down the street to play with his friend, and their dog got out and bit off half his lip.
Oh!
So he spent his birthday in plastic surgery and couldn't have manicotti because the tomato was too acidic for what happened.
Oh, my gosh. I think the manicotti was the least of his worries with half a lip.
Yeah.
I would have been so upset if I couldn't eat my favorite meal, though.
He was.
Is he okay now?
Oh, yeah. He's fine now. They did the plastic surgery. Part of his lip looks a little fatter than the other side, but if we didn't tell you, you wouldn't know.
Think of how many people ask for plastic surgery for their birthday.
That's a good point.
Maybe not at this age and not as a result of a dog bite. Sherry weighed in on our Facebook, says, my worst birthday party was when I was little. It was on a Friday the 13th is when it landed. I invited a bunch of kids to my party and they never showed up.
All right, that's heartbreaking.
I think it was because of the bad luck being on Friday the 13th.
Well, we're going to put it down to that, because that's sad.
That is. That's especially when you're little and you want all your friends to show up. Hopefully the luck is on your side today, because we haven't had the jingle jackpot. It's going to happen sometime this hour. So you're listening for the little elf to tell you when to call. Could be your chance to get qualified for $1,000 from Mountain Grove and Citrus Plaza.